Under the new map drawn by Republicans, they're poised to flip an open assembly seat west of Milwaukee and could do the same in two northern Wisconsin assembly districts. They also have a shot in a perennially competitive seat near La Crosse. To flip the fifth seat, they'd need to win at least one more district where Democrats start out at an advantage by the numbers. Marquette University's John Johnson says that would require a big Republican wave election.
It would need to be better than Walker in 2014, better than Trump in 2016. That's possible. It would be remarkable.
In the state Senate, Johnson says a two-thirds supermajority is likely. A two-thirds majority in both chambers would let Republicans override a governor's veto, which is significant after Democratic Governor Tony Evers rejected a record number of bills that were sent to his desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.